Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts, delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, Gardaí have opened a double murder investigation after a young boy and his great aunt were killed in a suspected petrol bomb attack on a house in County Offaly. The tragic attack, which took place in Castleview Park in Edenderry, claimed the lives of two and left another woman critically injured. The murder victims have been named locally last night as Tadhg Farrell, who's aged 4, and Mary Holt, his grandaunt, who was aged 60. I'm joined now in studio by News Talk reporter Kyle Butler, who was in Edenderry yesterday morning. But first, this was Garda Superintendent Liam Geraghty speaking at the scene.
And Garda Síochána believe that the house was attacked by a person or persons unknown and that the fire was deliberately started. This was a reckless, callous and murderous attack on a family home. Gardaí and Offaly are appealing for any person with any information on this fatal incident to speak to the Garda investigation team.
So that was Garda Superintendent Liam Geraghty speaking at the scene yesterday. Kyle, you were there. What was the atmosphere like when you arrived at the town?
Oh, Pat, it's so difficult to describe a tragic story like this and the loss of life. Just speaking to locals in the community, a sense of shock. Neighbours lined the streets as I arrived into the estate. And I suppose just a sense of devastation at this this terrible story. But I suppose there's also maybe some widespread fear as well, Pat. Neighbours are wondering why this happened in the locality as well. And I suppose there's a lot of answers that maybe need to be answered here this morning. But just this is obviously on the back of the murder investigation that is taking place and that continues by Gardaí this morning. Two people died in the tragic fire, as you mentioned, 6-year-old Mary Holt, who worked locally in a nursing home, and 4-year-old little Tadhg Farrell. And it's understood Mary was Tadhg's grandaunt. And their remains were removed from the scene there yesterday, Pat.
Now, the third victim of this was a woman who is believed to be the child's grandmother. And she's in hospital. I don't know how critical those injuries are, but this was a devastating fire.
Certainly so, Pat. So a second woman, aged in her 50s, has been treated at the Midlands Hospital for serious injuries, we are told this morning. Now, we are still learning this as it develops this morning, but it is understood that all three are related as well, Pat.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Now, the question of a motive, I mean, the Gardaí, it's a live investigation. They're not pointing the fingers in any direction, but there is speculation around the town that this is all in some way drug related. And we know no more than that at this stage.
Well, look, there was an attempt at the property, I believe last year, to cause damage to the property. But that did result in the property being targeted wrong. So it was a neighbouring adjacent house that was understood to be targeted. But I spoke with local councillor Fergus MacDonald, who lives on the street adjacent to the house that was targeted.
So everybody in the area cannot comprehend what has actually happened, to see the way things can happen in the blink of an eye. And obviously the Gardaí have to do their work now, and we're all waiting for that to be completed. I know all these people personally, and the families are ordinary, salted here, people hardworking, and for something like this to happen, you know, is unreal.
Now, what exactly are the Gardaí asking of local people?
So I suppose the purpose, what the Gardaí are doing this morning is going door to door. They're continuing their investigations. They're appealing for any witnesses to come forward. This would be very usual in this kind of investigation. But it is our understanding that Gardaí may have some sort of knowledge from before, because this was an attempted attack, as I mentioned before that clip was played there. So Liam Geraghty, who is one of the head sergeants in the Guards, has made an appeal for any information to come forward to contact your local Garda station. And I suppose it's just follow-up inquiries, Pat, appeals for witnesses. And this is, we have to remember, a community dealing with a devastating loss. They're still waking up to this loss of life this morning in Eden Derry in County Offaly.
What sort of an estate is it? I mean, how big? Are there many houses there? Is it, prominent? I heard a councillor this morning talking about how it's a throughway to local schools.
Certainly.
And that the school bus, for example, would pass the very door of this house that was destroyed.
We're talking a very much traditional Irish estate, very much typical for a medium-sized town in rural Ireland. Eden Derry is not too far from Dublin, as we know, but it is really its own place. And this estate, there's a lot of hardworking people. I spoke to some locals yesterday, hardworking, dedicated local Offaly people. It's so hard to describe, Pat, the scenes that were there yesterday. There was flowers being laid, people crying. The scenes were really hard to report.
This is a kind of an attack that you might expect in certain parts of Dublin City, for example.
Yeah.
But not in the heart of rural Ireland. And Eden Derry is very much a rural town.
Certainly so. And it's a town that really is, there's a sense of togetherness when you go into Eden Derry. Everyone knows each other. Doors are open. When I was there reporting yesterday, people were going into each other's houses without even knocking. You know, that's the rural Ireland that we know.
All right, Kyle, thank you very much for joining us. And obviously, if there are any updates on that story, we will bring them to you throughout the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.